Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Ketoleno. President Drupadi Murmu has said India is emerging as a hub for affordable medical tourism and doctors are playing a pivotal role in this progress. She was addressing a convocation ceremony of AIIMS Mangalagiri in Andhra Pradesh yesterday. President Murmu praised the medical profession as a path to serving humanity. She advised doctors to focus on service orientation, continuous learning and research.
Our young doctors, to give priority to providing medical care and services to people living in rural, tribal and remote areas, providing inclusive health care in our national goal. Young doctors have a key role in achieving this goal. I hope that all of you will discharge this responsibility with utmost dedication and make invaluable contribution in building a healthy, prosperous and developed India.
The president also advocated health care for all. The Lok Sabha has approved the supplementary demands for grants first batch for 2024-2025. The government sought approval of Parliament to authorize gross additional expenditure of over 87,762 crore rupees. Out of this, the proposals involve net cash outgo aggregate to 44,142 crore rupees for payments of debts, liabilities and interest rates. The House also gave its nod to the appropriation bill to authorize payment and appropriation of certain further sums from and out of the Consolidated Fund of India for the services of the financial year 2024-25. Replying to the discussion, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said that India is the fastest growing economy in the world.
In last 3 years, India's GDP growth rate has averaged 8.3%. And this number is an outstanding number by global standards. India has been fastest growing major economy in the world, and the credit goes to the people of India who are struggling and meeting their aspirations, thereby contributing to the economy.
Ms. Sitharaman said the government has increased the capital expenditure to boost the economy and over 11 lakh crore rupees budgetary allocations have been made in this year's budget. Chief Minister Nipio Rio yesterday inaugurated the upgraded Dimapur Town Hall at NSA Supermarket in Dimapur. Calling it a symbol of progress and community spirit, Mr. Rio expressed hope that the upgraded facility will be well maintained and serve the people of Dimapur effectively. The Chief Minister also extended gratitude to everyone involved in making the project a success and urged the public to cherish and protect public property. The project, named as Renovation and Modernization of Town Hall Dimapur, was executed under the Engineering Procurement and Construction mode with a total project cost of 19.9 crore rupees. The renovated hall boasts a sitting capacity of nearly 400 people. Nagaland government has appointed government nominee members to various municipal and town councils across the state with the provisions of Nagaland Municipal Act 2023. In a notification issued by the Chief Secretary yesterday, stated that the newly appointed government nominee members will have the right to attend and speak at council meetings, although they will not have voting rights. Their tenure will align with that of the urban local bodies as per provisions of the Act. Food safety officials conducted an inspection of hotels, restaurants, tea stalls and bakeries in Kohima town yesterday, identifying unsanitary conditions at 3 restaurants and a bakery. The establishments found at violation were Jat Restaurant, City Restaurant, UPT Stall and Bright Bakery. During the inspection, the bakery was also found using advance date on cookies, biscuits, which were seized by the officials. As a result, these establishments were being served improvement notice under Section 32 of Food Safety and Standards Act 2006. A follow-up inspection will be conducted, and if the businesses fail to comply with the directives, their food license, registration certificates would be suspended. In the light of the coming festive season, the bakeries are informed to use transparent wrapping materials of food grade, especially for cakes, to ensure that they are visible to the consumers. And The Sepak Takraw players of Nagaland are all set to showcase their skills at the 27th Sub-Junior National Sepak Takraw Championship. The tournament will commence from 22nd to 26th of this month at Thrikarpur, Kasaragod District, Kerala. The young athletes will represent the state in both boys and girls categories, competing against the best teams from across India. With that, we come to the end of Morning News. Have a nice day.